This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. 80 years now, ag producers and landowners have been reacting to Farm Bill programs. Over those decades, the goals expressed in each Farm Bill have changed. The ag policies we know today resulted from a policy shift in the 80s, when more USDA programs focused on water, air, and wildlife conservation. The 90s saw even more conservation efforts in a sea of acronyms. WRP, EQIP, WIP. The Soil Conservation Service became the Natural Resources Conservation Service in 94. And in the 2014 Farm Bill, many of the conservation programs were consolidated with new names and acronyms.
Well, the NRCS gets their funding from the conservation title in the Farm Bill. That provides the single largest source of federal funding for land conservation.
That's Lynn Sherrod. She represents the Land Trust Alliance. The past couple decades, the conservation strategy of NRCS changed. Rather than playing a numbers game, seeing how many contracts the agency could sign up, NRCS expressed more of a bang-for-the-buck mentality, focusing on maximizing environmental benefits per dollar. Government programs started paying landowners to permanently protect sensitive landscapes and to willingly deny non-ag development through a legal contract called a conservation easement. Lynn Thurlow is a soil conservationist with the NRCS at Salina. He administers agricultural land easements.
It protects the agricultural productivity of that land by limiting the non-agricultural uses, but also it preserves that farmland for future generations. And that's something a lot of people, as I talk to landowners, that's important to them, that they want to be able to pass that farm on to the next generation and know that it's not going to get converted to some type of non-agricultural use in the future.
Land put to various ag uses has been eligible for easements.
It can be cropland, you can have range land, you can have different types of pasture land and forest land. The eligible lands do have to have some type of prime or unique or statewide important soil that is being protected for agricultural use. Another option would be as if that land has some type of historical or archaeological resources.
Also under the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program are easements to protect, restore, and enhance grasslands and wetlands. Eligible land may be enrolled in 30-year or permanent easements. Besides the USDA, other organizations, for example, the Ranch Land Trust of Kansas, have formed for the purpose of contracting with landowners these conservation easements. Stephanie Manus represents Ranch Land Trust. She describes typical restrictions that landowners can put on their land.
No industrial development. There are limits on commercial development and, of course, limits on the amount of residential development. Generally, a property cannot be subdivided too many times.
Another restriction would be on oil and gas development. Conservation easements aren't for every landowner. Once rights to industrial, commercial, and residential development are extinguished, they're gone forever. But such an easement might be perfect for the farmer or rancher wishing to leave a legacy of grass or farmland that will survive intact long after the producer is gone. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about conservation easements and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. That's Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.